Hello, my name is Nicole Carlson, and welcome to Money Mindset and Manifestation for the High Performer. We talk about manifesting all the things, how to get a life where you have all the things. And I'm not just talking about manifesting money and manifesting our business and manifesting our soulmate and manifesting the health that we want. I'm talking about manifesting true happiness, true connection while getting all the things, right? Because I believe that your soul wants all the things. Your soul wants to go bigger, live bigger, be that person that you know that you are capable of becoming. So I know that to get that, you need to be connected to yourself, to your soul, to your desires. And that's what we're talking about here, because I've lived that life where I had all the things on the surface, the house, the husband, the money, the career, the cars, all the things. But inside, I just felt like I was dying. I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks, all these things, and I needed to heal from those things. So I want you to have it all. And I want you to be fully, completely fulfilled while having it all, because none of that's worth it if you aren't truly happy. So tune in and let's get started. Hello. How's everybody doing? So how I start everything. So, okay. I was at my friend's house last night and watching Goop. No, not available for that. I was watching the Goop. What is it? Hey, Sandra. Trying to figure out what it was called. Let me get my mic. It's on Netflix, and it's Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop. Do you know what I'm talking about? Anyway, they do these little experiments where they, one of them was like Wim Hof. And then there was, where's my water gun? Not available for this. One of them was Wim Hof, which I don't know if you've heard of him. Hey, Rex. We're talking about Goop on Netflix, this little series. One of them was Wim Hof, and one of them was like, oh, God. We watched like five of them. But it basically tells you how to work through the trauma or sexual experiences or like just all these different topics, right? And they're doing things that are somewhat out there and controversial or whatever. And I turned to my friend and I was like, what do you think? Is there anything that you think you might try that's listed here? And she's like, no, because it doesn't say that this method is going to work for everyone no matter what. And I was like, but if you have a problem, wouldn't you try something? And I was like, okay, that's a weird way to look at things. And I get that, okay, maybe it may not work. And Wim Hof teaches this breathing technique. Have you heard of him, by the way? He teaches his breathing technique and then cold showers. And he has done these marathons in like barefoot and in the ice, like shorts. And that's all he's wearing, and does a marathon. And I'm like, holy shit. Right. But he teaches that you can get beyond your body by using these breathing techniques. And then mindset, and I think there was something else. So I was thinking about getting beyond my body with these allergies, because I'm like so mad
so mad that I have allergies and I'm so unavailable. It's just like I have a little bit of congestion, but the real issue is I'm tired as fuck. Right? I just want to sleep. And I'm not available for that because I have things I want to do. I want to do another competition. I want to show up at my business. I want to serve more clients. I want to get my message out there. Like, I'm not available to be tired. So for me, I'm gonna go find everything that makes sense that I can do that would possibly help and try all the things, right? And what I've learned is there's a way to do that where you're actually discovering how to fix the problem, but there's always an easy way, like a really easy way that we actually don't want to do. So what I've done first, and I'm saying this because I know you guys can relate, where you have a problem like money or relationships or what have you. Right, you have a problem and you just like, I'm gonna get on all the dating apps or I'm gonna do all this, right? And so what I've done is I went on Amazon and bought every single thing that I can think of that might help. I got an air filter, which is running, it's not helping. I'm like still tired. I bought changed my air filter, I bought beeswax candles, I bought this like actual mask that goes over your face. Like crazy. I just bought all this shit and I'm gonna return it because like none of it's working. But I am not available to have the problem. I'm also not available for it to be hard to solve. Now, this allergy thing, it's like a thing that gets people. Like, oh my God, it's coming for you. Do you have allergies? Oh, wait a couple of years. It'll kick in. It'll be coming for you. And then you're gonna feel like shit. And it's like this doomsday. And everyone feels it. And like, I'm grateful that I'm like, it's not my body that I'm fighting. It's like this outside force, right? But then I'm like, I know a little something about life and the way life works. There's always an easy way. And what we like to do is we like to fight outside forces with outside forces, like go buy a bunch of shit off Amazon. This is actually a really good life. And then what the real answer is meditation, because you can actually heal yourself through meditation. But it's hard to believe in that unless you understand the science behind it. I've gone and read Joe Dispenza's books. And now I've been reintroduced to Wim Hof. And I'm like, oh, maybe. And of course, we don't really want to spend the time to meditate or to do these deep breathing exercises. Even though, because it seems too easy. And it also has to make sense to our logical mind. Because if it doesn't make sense to us and we don't believe in it and we just do the thing, then we're going to be like, well, it's still not working. Well, no, you either just have to believe that it's going to work, or if you're like me, you have to understand the science behind it to lead you to the belief that it's going to work, right? You have to believe in it. And that's probably why a bunch of the shit from Amazon isn't working for me because I don't really believe that it's gonna work. I'm like, is this air filter thing strong enough to deal with Austin's fucking allergy season, right? Like, nothing's big enough. But if we go inside, we can actually change the way our body responds to the outside world. God, this is really good. And we don't really want to sit. We want to take action. We want to like do these big things. Like, for like, I also was like, I'm just gonna force myself. And I signed up for Soul Cycle and swimming. I'm like, I'm not gonna force myself. And then like I just come home like, oh my God, help me. Depleted as fuck. And what if forcing yourself isn't the answer? Fighting it with outside things isn't the answer. But I do know one thing that will work. I was like, how can I leave Austin again? But I have some appointments. Like I have a class tonight, so I can't leave Austin again. So I was like, I could leave Monday night to Thursday morning. But how ridiculous is that? But that's how we either do those crazy things that I'm talking about. Buy all the shit from Amazon. Let's fight this war. Or push ourselves to do these things that we hate. Like, I love SoulCycle and I'm enjoying swimming. But right now, I'm just like, no, I can barely get out of bed. Right? So that's not really aligned. I canceled my SoulCycle for tomorrow in case you guys are like, oh my God, is she going to go to SoulCycle? No, I can't. Canceled that. But so that's not aligned for me right now. But what is? Well, the closest thing that I can do to sleeping is the breathing exercises and cold showers, right? Who wants to do cold showers? Everybody raise your hand. No. But if that's the answer, and that's going to give me the energy that I need to show up for my soul cycle, because that's aligned, right? So this is like your money blocks. Compare this to your money blocks. You have these money blocks that, like the outside world, like, your money blocks may look like you're not getting clients, or you don't know what program to sell, or you don't know the right people to meet, or, you know, these outside things, or, you know, whatever, right? Your money blocks look like that, and you try to fight it with finding the right strategy, finding another coach, I am the right coach, but because I teach to go inside. Right? But finding another coach, what am I missing? Da, 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 da. Like going after all these things, when really the money blocks is like what you need to do. Get a pen and paper right here. What you need to do is go inside and connect with yourself and figure out what is really blocking you, right? And breathe through it, create that relationship with yourself. This is really profound. Like I just came on here and spoke. You need to create this relationship with yourself. You need to breathe through it. You need to focus on the breath. Focus on yourself, right? And so it's these simple things that we don't want to learn that are actually the answer. Like, I never wanted to learn manifesting until I understood the logic behind manifesting, right? I never wanted to do yoga. Still, I'm kind of like, still not aligned to that. Never really wanted to meditate until I understood how it works logically, right, with my life. You know, I don't know how you guys picture me, but I'm not super woo. I'm not really hippie like all these other Austinites here. Like, it's a little too hippie for me. Like, I don't know if you picture me as this woo, let's manifest everything, but I am very logical. I have to know why it works and know that it's not just writing a wish list, that there actually is some things that I have to do to like line up with my wish list, right? It's not just, oh, I want this, why isn't it happening? Oh, I want this. Oh, I get this, right? It's not just that. It is that, but there's so much more in the whole process of manifesting that people are just. I looked at manifesting before and I was just like, no, I'm gonna do the work. Like magic? No, it doesn't make sense. And now I know how to teach all this stuff in a way that makes sense so that you can manifest your soulmate, so that you can manifest money, so that you can create a business and a life, like real shit, real shit, tangible shit, and not just be grateful when all the shit is falling down around you and you're like, be grateful. Like, bullshit. How can I be grateful? Right? You need something tangible and you want what you want. You don't want to just be grateful and not get the thing, right? How frustrating is that? And I know what that's like. Anyway, so back to this girl who was like, oh, it doesn't that, and none of these methods work for every person all the time. And I get that. And I think what she was really saying is it wasn't customizable to her. And I get that. And that's really where the gap is, right? How do you take manifesting and customize that to you, to what's going on in your life right now, today, with the money things? Because your problems are real, just like my allergies are real. Like your money is not in the bank. Your clients are not showing up. Like everyone says, it should be easy, right? Your problems are real. You want a real fucking answer. Well, there is an answer. There is. If we allow it to be easy, and allowing it to be easy may be getting a coach like I apparently like I'm now like Wim Hof is my coach. He's coaching me through. He doesn't know it. He's coaching me through this breathing thing for my allergies. But allowing it to be easy sometimes is allowing yourself to get support to teach you how it can be easy. Allowing yourself not to stay in struggle because you don't have to be there. You don't have to be in struggle. You just have to find a way that actually makes sense to you to solve your problem and not just like temporarily solve your problem, a real fix so you can actually get what you want. And then after you get what you, even after you get what you want, you can be happy. Because a lot of times we are told to be grateful so we can get what we want. But then we get what we want, and then we're like, where's the fulfillment? You need both throughout the whole process. So it could be easy. But my question to you is, are you allowing it to be easy? Are you fighting this thing outside of yourself with Amazon purchases? Are you pushing yourself to do something you don't want to do? Because both of those things aren't really going to work. What's going to work is for you allowing it to be easy and doing the things that you don't want to do that are the easier things. I know. I'm so like that. So, is our message for today. I will be on here tomorrow. I want you guys to let me know what's going on for you, how I can serve you. Message me. Do not stay stuck. Tomorrow is our last day, And I have no idea what I'm going to do. I do know that I am offering a 5-day manifesting workshop. What did I call it? Workshop boot camp starting on Wednesday. I just made this up, right? But I'm so good. Like, what I teach is so, like, I've lived it, right? So I know this stuff in and out. So it starts on Wednesday. It's 5 days. Reach out to me if you want in. It's $300 today. The price goes up today. I don't know when, but reach out to me today. I'm going to increase the price every single day, just like I did with this group, because that's fun for me for some reason. And I need to see you there. You need to be there because it's going to change your life. If you're not on my emailing, oh, I posted it in this group. I posted it in this group. So I'll tag everybody on that. Tag everybody on today's video. I still think I'm in Facebook jail. I don't know if you guys are getting my videos coming across your feed. Probably not. But the journey doesn't end today, tomorrow, right? The journey doesn't end. Let's keep going. Let me know how I can serve you and let's make it happen. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.